Hi, everyone. Welcome to Friday Night Live with your hosts, Ben, Rob, and Seth. Did you see the news about Biden's most recent speech, where the right-wing media and some others equated him to Hitler, while some left-wing media tried to doctor the photos? It had us thinking, how can two audiences be manipulated to see the same event in entirely different ways? What staged reactions have been used to divide people against each other in the past and present? Is this all a psyop?
Well, in tonight's Friday Night Live, we're going to debate on all of this while we're on Rumble and then go over to our private platform, Rise.tv, for the fun part of the show at the end of a long week, especially after this week. First, we have a Dig Deep Q&A where you can ask us your questions directly in our live chat. Then we'll go over the top 10 weirder news of the week that's always hilarious and ridiculous, like today's headlines involving Bigfoot, dinosaurs, reptilians, and immortal jellyfish.
So, hey, if you like what we do and you want to support our work, come subscribe to Rise.tv. In a world of censorship, we really try looking at topics the mainstream media can't or won't report on, but we can't do it without people like you. So come hang out with us on Rise.tv for just $9.99 a month. And now, how about we get started with tonight's discussion on who's really dividing America? I mean, you might think it's all doom and gloom, but actually, I interviewed Kash Patel this week, and he left me with this newfound hope. So I'm going to share that with you and share where that hope comes from. So let's go ahead and jump into this right now on Friday Night Live.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
Welcome.
Hey. So I guess we're having some issues with Rise TV being live, but our team is on it and they'll get it up and running. Just what I said, we'll have no tech issues. Everything's going good. And
Ben, you're not allowed to say we'll have no tech issues.
I jinxed it, man.
All right. So it looks like it's actually working now. Maybe. Anyway, the show must go on so that, you know, they can watch it and they'll catch up. So any guy, gentlemen, I guess let's just start with their personal highlights of the week. Well, for one, and Lindsay, if you'll make me the big screen guy, I put up my new sign this week. So this is a custom CNC. It's actually cut into a sheet of metal. And then I put some LED backlighting on it, which makes me really happy because I feel like I have a really proper, beautiful set now.
That's great.
Made in America logo. Thank you. But actually, so, you know, my highlight, well, I guess I have a lot of highlights. There's just been some really amazing things happening lately. But I did get to interview Kash Patel yesterday, which was a really incredible interview. And he's just, you know, he's just an awesome freedom fighter. But it was really nice because, you know, he sees something that we don't see, right? Like I see a perspective that Rob doesn't see. Well, you know, Kash is someone that was deeply involved with the Trump administration, still is, and he has a different perspective. You know, he has access to information we don't have access to, et cetera. And, you know, in the interview, there's a couple of things that came out that really encouraged me. Like for one, he was like, look, we're going to sweep the midterms. And he seemed so confident in that, which was nice because we're used to like, oh, hey, you know, sorry, you lose again.
Midterms are going to be stolen. Yeah,
exactly. You know, and here's your, you know, here's a, you know, Hail Hitler, Biden. You know, like that's what we get shoved into our face, which we'll talk about in today's show. Certainly. Mein Kampf, right? When he was coughing, Mein Kampf. anyway, so that was one thing, but also it was actually kind of nice because at the end of the show, I asked him. I said, you know, Kash, I just have a question for you. How's Trump holding up? I mean, this guy just got his home broken into, like the sanctity, the privacy of his own home was completely kind of shat all over by these corrupt FBI agents. It's like, how's the guy holding up? And he was like, honestly, Trump is like better than ever. He's like, the more that they throw at him, the more he just responds back. like just with strength. And so it was encouraging to me because it's like, look, if Trump can still manage to have a positive attitude and still have fight left in him after all he's been through, it's like, how can I not be positive and how can I not still have a lot of fight left in me? So that was my highlight. But Rob, I'd love to hear what your highlight of the week was.
Oh gosh, it's so different than yours. Yeah, Trump is a lion, right? That's pretty awesome. So I've been really deep diving on some pretty interesting stuff that's going to probably turn into an episode next week. And I think my take home from this week is the world that we see in front of us is not an accurate picture of the actual world and the history that we've all been through. We've all been told very specific things about how things are. And the more you dig into this, the more you find all of that to be some strange concoction of a story of history. I'm finding very strange things as I dig more into, you know, we have the Lord of the Rings series coming out. I've been digging into J.R.R. Tolkien. I've been digging very deeply into the past and finding some really exciting things that I'm going to be telling everyone about soon in different places. But yeah, it's just been really like mind altering this week, because when you start seeing, you know, how things were in the past, even it's just, how did we get here? How did we get to a place where it's like, we can't see more than 10 feet in front of us. And everything that we're seeing is the nonsense that, you know, these psychological operations are having, you know, having this effect on us. That's all we're seeing. And it's really bizarre. So my take home this week is, as strange as everything is, it's much stranger in reality and not at all what we're seeing on the surface. Yeah. How about you, Ben?
That's awesome. Well, you know, so the other day I started thinking about this because I was actually watching Harry Potter recently, the fourth Goblet of Fire, you know?
Yeah, it all makes sense.
Yeah, but you know, it's really fascinating because I do like remember in the book, you know, there's so much more detail in the book than in the movie. In fact, when they go for
the film?
Actual the contest in the movies.
Oh yeah,
it's just, that's all the movie is. But in the book, it's actually just like a small, the tournament. That's what I'm trying to say. The tournament is just really like a small part of it. But it recently, J.K. Rowling wrote a new book called The Ink Black Heart. And it's about a YouTube character who has a YouTube channel, gets censored, mentions, like, speaks kind of negatively or says something about trans and is like hated, absolutely hated by the social justice people. And this person dies in the book. That's literally what her book is about, this new book. And, you know, I started thinking about this and it's like, wow, you know, she really was so on point, especially with Goblet of Fire, talking about the character Rita Skeeter, or I think that's her name, whatever her name is, Rita Skeeter, who's the one's like the reporter. And realistically, it's like she's kind of like represents the like CNN kind of stuff that's happening right now. And, you know, she's really, I just feel like she really understands a lot. And actually, you know, I think my perception of these books and her really kind of changed based on what's kind of happening in the world. And she even wrote a children's book called The Ichabod, which is specifically about false flags. So, you know, I think she's really clear on what's happening in the world. And it's like, to me, anyone who reads the book should become clear, because everyone's like, oh yeah, this person's like speaking horribly about, you know, Harry Potter, and she's writing all this stuff that's not true. And it's like, dude, this is what the media is. Like, can't people realize this? Yeah. But I think that, you know, coming back to Biden's speech and all this stuff, I think that on some aspect, it is awakening people because of how crazy this was. serious. You know, there's still people that are like, we're going to get into it. You know, I wanted to know on both sides what people are saying and why on both sides they're saying what they're saying. So I was really looking into this, but it's, you know, I think that this is going to cause more people than they realize to be like, dude, I don't want to support this guy.
Yeah. So do you guys want to just dive into that?
Let's dive right into it, Seth.
I mean, so I've thought a lot about this, as I'm sure you two have as well. And, you know, something I've really come to, I've really come to this place of looking at what's happening in the world and really realizing that like almost every different angle of the narrative is controlled. Mm-hmm. You know, even the stuff that we think that we know, you know, it's in a lot of ways, it's still controlled. And I think that, you know, it's interesting because I think that one of the only ways to really get to a place where you can discern what's true or not is spiritually, because the lies and propaganda are so thick. They're so heavy and they encompass all angles. And so, you know, when I see what's happening with Biden, and this is, you know, it's really kind of what I've seen what happened with everything. I think that it's like, it's just as much like, it's kind of what we thought, is this a psyop? Well, I see there's a lot of people that are saying that it's a psyop from the perspective that it's that like the good people are in control and they're using this to awaken people. And that I don't necessarily agree with. Actually,
I don't either.
Yeah. I just don't think so. I mean, to me, it's kind of like going down the same line of thinking of like, is Biden some guy wearing a latex mask? And you know what? Like that actually I would believe, considering all the weird ear stuff, and there's just some strange things happening. I think that, you know, truth is stranger than fiction, but I don't really believe that this is some situation where they're still using this to awaken. What I really think is happening is similar to what I see happening with Russia and Ukraine, for instance, right? So when Russia and Ukraine, when that first started happening, I was one of the first people to start doing shows, like digging into the bio labs. I interviewed bioclandestine, and it really like, I wasn't sure what was real. And the thing is that there's a lot of truth in that storyline. There's a lot of truth in the bio labs. Even there are some Nazis in Ukraine. But the key though is that a lot of those elements of truth were used to twist and to create create propaganda, so that a lot of people actually bought into this narrative that actually, you know, that Putin is this really strong Christian and all this stuff. And it really wasn't until I spoke to some very, very knowledgeable experts on communism and psyops that it really helped me to clarify that. So when I look at what's happening today, I really believe that what we're seeing play out is that they're trying to further divide us. Right, they're trying to push the country further and further into two sides, because they want that. And you know, if you look at the lockstep, right? If you look at the Rockefeller, lockstep, which I think was in what, 2010? Am I correct in that, guys? Was that 2010 that came out, Operation Lockstep?
I'm actually not 100% sure, Seth.
Yeah, it was around that time, okay. But you know, they specifically talked about in Operation Lockstep. Which, you know, kind of, if for those of you that aren't familiar with it,
yeah,
you know,
actually, it's, I've heard of it, but I kind of forget what it is.
Well, it's basically, it was, I'm sure you know of Event 201, right? Or SPARS, right? So Event 201, they did a kind of like a war game on a virus happening. Yeah. So Lockstep was the exact same thing.
I think
we've read parts of it on the FNL show. And so, but they talked about the different types of reactions, because they literally talk about a pandemic coming, forced vaccinations, mask wearing, everything. Like they laid it out. This is like, I think it was over 10 years ago. But in that lockstep, they talk about distrust in the government as part of the plan. So if we look at what's happening with Fauci, with this, even with Biden doing this kind of stuff, like, you know, coming up looking like some like weird Mussolini Hitler thing with like mixed with like Darth Vader and like something really, really creepy. It's like we look at the people that are on the right, and it's really easy for us to think, wow, you know, this is really waking people up, and they can't hide it anymore, which is true, but they're not idiots. Like, I think that they're intentionally doing this. They're intentionally trying to take what they want is they want to take the people that are part of the MAGA movement and the ones that are the most volatile and right now feeling really under the boot, and they want to stir something. They want to create some sort of violent reaction. They want people to really think, like, to in an extreme way that, like, wow, this is like Hitler 2.0. I got to do something about it. Because as soon as some knucklehead, you know, gets violent with this, it's like, that's what they want. They want to bring in, they want to bring in martial law. They want to bring in UN troops. They want to bring in Chinese troops. They want reasons to take our guns. They want to take our guns away. And so it's really made me so cautious when I look at everything happening right now to realize that, like it's like what Jeff Nyquist said, the communists are the masters of propaganda. And they have a, like a piece of propaganda for every single flavor. It's like, are you far right? They've got propaganda for you. You know what I mean? Are you far left? They got propaganda for you. And so it's just really tricky, like how to make sense. And I do believe that almost everything that we're seeing is a psyop. Like almost everything we're seeing is them trying to psychologically manipulate us so they can control us. So anyway, let's get the conversation kicked off with that right there. I told you I've thought a lot about it.
Yeah. You know, so I wanted to, I was trying to find who's Biden's speechwriter, and it wasn't easy to find actually, because I was trying to specifically look for who wrote this speech. Again,
you know who wrote the speech? It was Hunter Biden.
I thought you were going to say Satan, actually.
It had to have been Hunter, because I think Biden was on crack when he gave that speech.
One of the two. So no, okay. I don't know 100% for sure if this guy wrote it, but this is as of 2021, this is the guy who is Biden's speechwriter. Vinay Reddy is his name. And he writes most of since 2021. I was trying to specifically find information if he wrote this or not, and I couldn't find anything. I read almost every media there was that had an article about this whole thing, and not a single media asked that question or was able to provide that answer to that question. Because the way I kind of look at this is like Biden is just a puppet. You know, and I have to admit, he did do a pretty good job delivering, even though, you know, I mean, he was like this foreshadowing doom and gloom thing. But, you know, he didn't really mess up and he was pretty on point with, you know, and I think that was what they were trying to achieve. When I really looked at, I was like, okay, how are like Democratic people responding to this? Like, what? Because in my mind, I'm like, this is the most scariest thing I've ever seen in America.
You mean the Democrats?
Yeah, the Democratic Party. Yeah, sorry. Like, how are the Democrats responding to this? And, you know, I think that from one perspective, the reason why, like, okay, here's a perfect example, like Hillary Clinton, right? She commented on this and she even had a post. Lindsay, can you
pull it up? About Moloch? Just curious.
Probably indirectly. That actually might be what she's talking about.
Is it the one I'm clicking on, Ben?
Yes, that's it. So she said, the speech POTUS gave last night is one of the most important I've seen a president give. We must name the threat of our democracy faces, including MAGA faction that incites violence, insurrections, and rejects the rule of law in order to overcome it together.
And Lindsay, can you actually just kind of show that? Because maybe if some of the audience members didn't see the actual speech.
Yeah. Play. This is the part specifically where he's talking about.
He looks green here.
This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people. That's why respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy. But while the threat to American democracy is real, I want to say as clearly as we can, we are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans from every background of belief to reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it.
Did Nancy Pelosi this put time, the water in his cup?
They're determined.
I have no idea.
He sounds kind of drunk.
Yeah, he does a little bit, I guess. And Rob, you mentioned the green, right? So CNN, they brightened this photo and they pulled the reds out a little bit, which made him a little bit more green. Because if you look at it from the other feeds, he's not that green.
Well, yeah.
So, or he's a reptilian and it's just showing through.
At some point during his speech, you can hear people yelling F Joe Biden.
Oh, is yeah. We have a clip of that like too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, what was funny about it is that it wasn't just like screaming it. They were trying to get everyone else to follow them. So they were doing it like they do in the stadiums.
The chanting.
You know, it was like F Joe Biden. I was cracking up the whole time.
That was pretty funny.
Well, okay, so here's some thoughts on this, you guys.
There's
like, why is that pink?
Pink. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't see, pink. And then he's not green, right? So they were definitely messing with
tweaking
with
things,
tweaking like, and they can't do it with the original feed, so they were doing it as they were trying to do it live, which didn't come out right. So. Anyway, sorry, Rob. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I've been thinking a lot about this too, Seth. And, you know, the point you made about they know what they're doing. That's like, it's a really important point, because if we're at this stage and we really think that this was just some random decision our president made to have his background like that, I think we've seen enough now to know that they are creating the news when they do things. What's interesting about that and what I just said is, why then were some of the liberal media that will back, I mean, literally, like, Joe Biden could fart on stage and they would completely avoid the fact, you know, like, why were they
touch
even
child in an inappropriate way and still right. ignore it?
Right. Why then were they like, okay, look, Biden went too far here. I mean, now could that also be a part of it? Yes. But it's interesting that there is a break. There seems to be an increasing amount of breakdown between what Biden is doing and then the direction that the mainstream media takes things. Like, for instance, another recent strange series of events was Nancy Pelosi going over into Taiwan and the different opinions out there about that. Of course, it was easy to track what happened afterwards. But I think their reactions were curious, just in that it's causing more discussion than normal. And I think they're getting really sloppy. I think they're increasingly getting sloppy at the same time that they're planning different things that they're doing. It's really hard to tell right now, because, you know, even with Kash Patel on your show, you know, it was nice to hear someone say that they're weaker than everyone thinks, you know, and I also agree. I think what you have to be afraid of is a powerful force that's not showing itself. But if it's actually being exposed and it's becoming weaker, it's going to be showing itself more and more, sort of like a virus or something that's in your body. Mm-hmm. And then at the moment when it's time to leave your body, it actually comes to the surface like shingles or something. And it, you know, you go through this like crazy battle for a couple of weeks and then it's gone. It's over. You won't get shingles again. Right. So the question really is that happening now? Because it'd be great if it was, right?
Rob, I mean, are they unraveling? Is this what this is about? I said, do you have monkeypox? Is that what you're?
Oh, no, I don't swing that way. But, you know, thanks for your concern, though. I appreciate that. As friends, you know.
Well, no, because shingles can sometimes be kind of confused with monkeypox.
No, it actually can't at all. Two different things.
No, you're making a really good point, Rob. But I think it's really important for us. You know, I think that the three of us, our audience, you know, those of you that are watching, we probably identify as people that are more awakened, right? More red-pilled, as we like to say. But I think it's important that we're really, really cautious and that we really Hey, Lindsay, can you make me the big guy?
What's going on here?
Come on.
I was just going to message you.
I want to look at my new sign. Come on.
Sorry, guys.
I was like, I don't want to pick my nose right now because it was like I was big and Seth was talking, you know?
I was trying to catch you in an embarrassing moment.
That's okay. That's okay. Lindsay, one of these days we're going to put you on camera. Or what we're going to do is we're going to activate your FaceTime screen and your computer without you knowing it. You're going to pop up. And we're going to meet Lindsay. Anyway,
oh boy.
I'm just joking. I wouldn't do that. So the point that I'm making here is just that like these are really, really confusing times. Like that's for sure. But one thing that we do know is that like they're having to accelerate their plan and that's causing them to be sloppy because it's like even CNN, you know, making that pink. Well, the funny thing is like who even watches CNN, right? Like
I think I know one guy, His name's Cooper.
Andy?
Something Cooper.
Yeah. Oh, Andy Cooper?
Yeah.
Or Andy Vanderbilt? Andy
Vandy? Vanderbilt. I like the way you said that.
They call him Randy Andy. That's what I heard. Yeah.
Probably do.
Anyway. Anyway.
A doll they pass around, you know?
Yes. I just think that it's really important, though, for all of us to be just really vigilant and watch and look at what we're doing because the thing is that, and this, there's an interesting conversation point I want to bring up here, is that when I was younger, a good friend of mine was, he was like a few years older, and I looked at him as like this really wise guy, like, you know, really intelligent person, a lot of wisdom. And he was talking to this other friend of ours that was someone that you would define as being like counterculture, right? Like back in the 90s, he had gauged earrings and, you know, probably a LeBray piercing and, you know, and I remember my other buddy talking to him saying, you know, what defines your style? And he goes, well, he goes, I'm basically like, I'm like the opposite of what's mainstream. And then my friend was like, well, yeah, but you're still controlled by mainstream then. If you're the opposite of mainstream, you're still controlled by the mainstream. And it was like, cause he wanted to be so independent. He wanted to be such a free thinker.
Rebel.
That he chose to be opposite of what was mainstream.
Right.
And I think it's a very, it's a very, you know, kind of tricky trap for us to avoid because I think that for a lot of us, we know the media is corrupt and we know that the Biden administration is corrupt. And so a lot of times, especially with the media, we look at what they're saying is bad and we immediately think, oh, that must be good. Or we look at what they say is left and we think it's right. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think that we have to be careful because the media is still a tool being used to manipulate even those who no longer watch the media, even those who think they see through the media, they're still using the media to manipulate us. And I think we have to get to a place where we can really detach ourselves from that narrative and just focus on what really, really matters in our nation. So anyway, that's just a point I want to bring into this because I think it's a really important point.
Well, I think like, to go on that, Seth, it's like people that say I'm non-binary. Well, then
you are
I'm binary then what that would well so then someone's binary right so it's like you say okay oh then I'm binary you're non-binary you know and it's like it's still something you know it's
I'm
like
trinary
don't even exactly. Understand this anyway but you know so but you know you guys so like Rob you were kind of talking about it almost sounds like they're preparing, they want people to take action, right? And I think that with Trump, the Trump raid, with all this going on, now Biden's coming out, basically just straight up calling anybody that's like basically blaming all the country's problems now, instead of taking it for themselves, since he's a leader of this country, it's they're blaming now MAGA people, which is what Hitler did. You know, it's like, oh, the Jews are the issue. We're going to go after them. And it's like, in a sense, this, you know, I think the reason why everyone's kind of comparing him to Hitler is because this is exactly what Hitler did when he took power. And they even staged a false flag event. You know, there was a whole building that was attacked, basically. And Hitler set the whole,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. And Hitler set the whole
Reichstag. I'm sorry. I forget the name of it.
Yeah, but and that's exactly it. And then Hitler came in and is like, oh, it's their fault, you know, and like Hitler set the whole thing up and then he becomes like the hero, you know. And I think that they're trying to set the stage for the same thing. They want they actually want us to do some kind of extreme action. And it's like a false flag thing. And who knows? They might even set something up. You know, I mean, it's like if you notice ever there's a shooting, it's like,
well, you know, and that's what they did in the French Revolution too. Is they
all of I it? I mean, a lot of the wars was like this.
Yeah, they that was a purposeful thing that they did to get everyone to revolt and wipe out the ruling monarchy at the time, who was actually innocent. I mean, of course, there was problems, but
right.
The problems were exacerbated by the communists, by the mm-hmm. those coming in that were making that an extreme political issue.
Yeah, and it's exactly what Emperor Palpatine did in Star Wars in the prequels. You know, they staged a war. And then he's like, oh, I need to become. And that's what, you know, we can show that here in a little bit later about that Star Wars clip. It was really good. But actually, I do want to show you guys this because, you know, OK, so, yeah, Lindsay, pull this up real quick. We don't have to show the whole thing. But so, you know, they're really going after everybody for the January 6th thing. And it's like, does everyone forget what happened at Trump's inauguration? I was there. I actually got a lot of photos of what was going on. I was following them around for 3 hours. I was going live. I had 20,000 people watching it when I was live. But Lindsay, play a little bit of this. And this is like, this is an awesome video of not just the inauguration, but of like the entire time Trump has been president. Just play it, Lindsay. Just play it. You can play it. It's like the entire time that Trump is president, it's like all these things are going on.
You are both.
Police had to push back the protesters so firefighters could get to the flames.
And it's like all of these people are just the Antifa Black Lives Matter people. And it's like nothing happened.
So something that's interesting, and Lindsay, I think you can stop that now, is that, you know, that there's a lot of comparisons, even looking at, you know, Biden, you know, as Hitler. And it's almost like they want to make a certain part of the population really think that he's kind of a Hitler, right? Because that's what pulls in very extreme behavior. But there's a few very important points to look at with this, is that one is, Hitler actually had like overwhelming support before he turned really evil. Mm-hmm. Like he, like, you know, cause the, he like the, this is after World War II or World War I, right? Germany was a wreck. And so he came in and actually did a lot of really good things, right? Before he turned into like, you know, Satan's child. I got it, Rob. And
that wasn't me.
I don't have a house phone in here. So anyway, so basically what happened, you know, is that there was overwhelming support. Like in a lot of ways, it would have been much more likely for Donald Trump to become a Hitler-like figure because he was the one that was stepping in, you know, as anti-establishment, and he was going to really create something new and save everyone from all these bad things. So Biden really isn't that at all. Actually, the majority of the nation, like, really dislikes this guy, right? He doesn't have the charisma to be a Hitler. He's like
Hitler's bastard stepchild.
Yeah, that fell down the stairs, you know, and has an IQ of 37.
Right.
And so
I wasn't going to use the R word, but yeah.
Yeah, dotted, right? Anyway, but so like that's one thing to look at, but the other thing to look at here is that if you look at any kind of communist overthrow throughout history or any kind of totalitarian overthrow, even looking at Hitler and the Jews going back in, you know, or communist China, it was always a smaller portion of the population that was overthrown. You know, going back to even Russia, it wasn't like the entire middle class that was overthrown. It was a small portion of people that were overthrown. And so if you look at what's happening in America today, the like MAGA, that this is the majority of Americans. The majority of Americans want to make America great again, right? And even the people that, yeah, maybe the people that are on like the extreme left, they don't want to, but like most Americans actually want to live in a good country that's great, right? So what Biden is doing here. It's like it sometimes, you know, and I know that you guys have certainly experienced this. It can feel like we're on the receiving end, like we're the ones that are being targeted. We're the ones, and realistically, we are. We're out front talking about this stuff, influencing people, you know, spreading information, exposing the lies. So it feels a little bit frightening sometimes. But the reality is that like we're so big. Like I don't know, but my guess is I don't think there's ever been a time in history where you could have a small amount of people that like overthrow more than the majority of a country, especially a country that's as well armed as our country and everything. So I just think that like, I think that they're really, really running out of options and they're getting sloppy and they're getting, these are last ditch efforts to try to do something. But the reality is that we are the majority. And if we can stay calm and stay centered, and really stick to our principles and not buy into their traps and not get, you know, buy into their false flags and all their baits, I think that we can actually really walk through this and be mm-hmm. successful.
That's a really good point, Seth, actually. It really is because, yeah, I think everyone's first reaction is like to freak out, you know, like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Like, this is horrible, you know, but really from that perspective, it does one show that they are desperate. Two, they know how many supporters Trump has. So I think what kind of scary is just like, wow, they literally just called more than half the nation extremists. So I think to me, it's like, that's really worrisome, but you know, then again, it's like, you're like what going off what you're saying, Seth, it's like, realistically, a very small, you know, okay, you have extremism on both sides. It's not just one-sided thing. You have it on the left and you have it on the far right. So it's like, but when you kind of, it's so awkward because when you kind of bring it around, it really is kind of the one and the same. And it's this whole fascism, communism thing at its core. But I think like what's worrisome is just that how, like exactly what you said, getting people not to respond in a negative way, because that's exactly what they want, and to push our buttons. But in reality, it's like, I don't feel like I fit that. I'm not extremist. I don't even own a gun right now. I'm trying to get a gun, but I don't know what. So, I mean, it's like, you know,
your eye out, kid.
Yeah. It's just really weird because I don't know.
Check this out. So, you know, I was researching, you know, the guys who started PR. So that was Ivy Ledbetter Lee mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays was Sigmund Freud's nephew. Yeah. And how they came up with the plan for PR was by studying the great propagandists of our time. Throughout the history of developing PR, mm-hmm. they had gotten into and looked at the data around what they did and how they did it to create more capitalistic business style of controlling the media in a way where it wasn't by force, but more just through methods of networking and propaganda, getting in front of something. That's where that comes from. And they know what they're doing. There is a ton of research behind what they do and what reactions that they'll potentially get. But they, even though they have that data, does not mean that it will always go the way that they think it will and that they'll be successful in what they do, depending on all of the factors going into how it gets rolled out. Right. But I think that going back, you know, to what Nyquist said about the communists being the propagandists, this is how the CCP has stayed in power all of this time is that control over the media. And, you know, just leading up into this live, it became harder and harder and near impossible by the time of this live to find the photos of Joe Biden with that red background that, you know, everybody's been talking about, and that has been spread over all over the internet. Big tech started suppressing it. You know, why suppress it if they were entirely aware of what they were doing at the same time? You see what I mean? Like, there's other things going here, and there's other data points to be looking at. You know, I think in large part, like, they're still experimenting with what they're doing, and they're getting sloppy and losing a lot of avenues to take. And so they're taking more and more extreme ones. It's exposing them more and more, because every time they do something, they run the risk of more and more people waking up. And that has been what's happening. I mean, we now have after that speech yesterday, so many people saying WTF that were sleeping before. But at the same time, there's still an enormous amount of people that just haven't watched that speech, don't really care, don't like Trump. Whatever. They saw a pink background, and you know, that's great that a president has a pink background because of whatever, you know, agendas. I had this interesting interaction with someone on social media today, because I posted that, I did a little Photoshop on Joe Biden's picture and brought the shadow down a little bit just to kind of like make a point. And I put it up on Instagram. And just great comments all over Instagram about what was going on. A lot of really concerned people, et cetera, et cetera. But there was this one guy that was like, trying to make this point that, here it is. This was the funny, witty comment I said. Biden delivers soul of the nation speech ahead of midterms, forgetting he's not in Reichstag 1939. That was Hitler's most famous speech. And actually, at this speech, that was where Hitler actually created a false flag and then eliminated the communists while he was doing it. And that's why Hitler said that he was not only the executor of Marxism, but also the conqueror of Marxism, is because he used his power to wipe out the communists so that fascism could take its place. You know,
exactly.
Great guy. But anyway, I'm having a conversation with this guy, and he's trying to make this point like, maybe you didn't watch the speech with no bias, because he said a lot of really great things. By nature, the speech was biased. So I'm like, what are you talking about? I just said, actually, what I did see in that speech is the fact that a president of a country can't talk about the issues in the country, and they have to, you know, talk about unity and then create division in order to lead. Because how are you going to argue that? That's true. You know, anyway,
that's exactly what he said, dude.
Exactly.
So you guys, we need to play a trailer.
Oh, sure.
You guys. Yeah. And then when we get back, we'll go into more into this, and we should play the Star Wars Palpatine Emperor Biden thing too. Cause that was really
very funny.
Yeah. It's very funny. So let's get into the trailer first.
Nothing actually makes sense about the 2017 shooting, especially Campos's story. Our findings on this even shocked us at Edge of Wonder, and it showed that all of what we learned is connected.
Here is the real drop of the hammer.
The real kicker here was what Hodge posted at 12:27 a.m. on October 2nd.
This showed how much they messed up on the timeline when they were recounting all these events. And after watching a lot of videos, a lot of this doesn't add up.
How in the world are we not seeing any of this footage? The only reason I can think of is because it would show what actually happened.
But there is still more to all of this.
Well, you guys, on Rise TV, our platform, you can find that along with so many other series that Rob and I created for Edge of Wonder, and Seth's show as well, which is on there too.
And if you subscribe today, Seth will give you one of his beard hairs. Subscribe today. We'll send it to you in the mail. It's amazing. Smells like jet fuel and...
I didn't know what you're going to say.
Chickens.
And chainsaws.
And chickens.
So you guys, why don't we play this just because this has been such a heavy conversation that we're having. We can kind of lighten things up a little bit by this.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. It's dangerous. It's against the rule of law.
What's happened?
The Chancellor's been elaborating on a plot by the Jedi to overthrow the Senate.
And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards.
This is funny.
To build a future or obsess about the past. To be a nation of hope and unity and optimism. A nation of fear, division, and of darkness.
So this is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause.
Donald.
Interesting. Wow.
It's like scary but funny at the same time, though.
Natalie Portman now is partnered with the Emperor. If you guys didn't know, that's the update on that.
Did she? I have no
so.
Idea.
An interesting point I was going to make too is that, you know, they're really trying, like they're really trying to pull out all the stops here with this. But the one, you know, the Trump card in all of this though is gone, right?
I gotcha.
It is. So, you know, that's the thing is that they're trying, like if we look at this from a spiritual level, like what they're doing is that they're using lies. Like what is a lie? Like a lie is sin. You know, it's black. It's, you know, from the Eastern perspective, it's karma, right? So what they're trying to do is they're trying to bury people's souls in sin and karma, because the more sin or more karma a body has, the more it gets cut off from God. It gets cut off from truth. It gets cut off from light, from compassion, from, you know, kindness, tolerance, etc. And so what they've done is that that's like, why do you think there's such an attack on morality? What's like on the surface, you know, the communists know that a lot of our strength comes from our Judeo-Christian values. That gives us a strong family unit. A strong family unit means they can't put their indoctrination into our minds as well. So they have to break down all these different barriers to them, the family unit being one of those. But they realize that so much of the strength that we get as a nation comes from our Judeo-Christian values and are from our spirituality. And so they want to attack that. But from a higher level or from a deeper level, this is a spiritual war. And so what they want to do is they want us to cover ourselves with so much sin that we can't recognize the truth anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's what they've pushed in our nation. And they've realized that they can use the media to do that. They can use Hollywood to do that, the music industry. So like, if you look at, you know, the wickedness of our society now versus 100 years ago, it's become like infinitely more wicked than it was 100 years ago. Even the past 10 years, you look at like how much more corrupt our society has gotten. We now look at, say, LA, and there's, you know, Christina Aguilera with a strap-on dildo dancing on stage. There's child drag shows, all the things that are indicative of a culture that has become completely morally bankrupt before its fall. That's what we're seeing. And it's not a coincidence that a nation or in a society becomes morally bankrupt before the collapse of that society. Well, they want a collapse because they want to collapse the old society and bring in the new society. You know, Great Reset, but actually, you know, the Great Reset is a modern term for it. You know, Karl Marx talked about it, you know, laying waste to society and like stomping through the ashes of the world, right? So they can rebirth communism in this world. But the reason why I say that, you know, that the Trump card is God, right, is that all what's happening is that for so many of us, we've had this thing in our souls, and maybe it was a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's like something is not right. And I remember for me, it happened when I was maybe 20 years old. I remember like really, really getting on my knees and praying. It's like, God, please show me like why there's a reason to be good. I knew that I wanted to be a good person, but I wanted God to show me why it was so important, because I really believe that there's like a much more important reason than any of us could imagine why we had to be good people. And that was a big, you know, kind of shift in my spiritual journey. But what's happening is that people are now detecting that there's this evil, they're seeing it, And what's happening is that their divine nature is emerging and they're saying, I want to reject that. And then so it's like, okay, well, what is evil? And that's what brings into places like Edge of Wonder, because it's like, wow, I didn't realize how deep the evil was. And so you guys are exposing, you've exposed the evil. And all these people are like, I want to learn more about that. Like, I didn't realize Hollywood was that bad. I didn't realize that, you know, the music industry was actually pushing Satanism, et cetera. And so this is, you know, this is this great awakening. And so what's happening is that as people are pulling themselves away from this sinful behavior and this corrupt behavior, what's also happening is that sin or that karma is being removed from their bodies. And what that means is that their soul is able to peer into the world around us and see the truth. And so this is what they can't stop from happening, is mm-hmm. they cannot stop the awakening of mankind, because inherently our nature is divine. Satan has ruled this world because he covered us up. He buried us in sin and evil. But as we cast that off, right, we're awakening to it. And this is
Seth,
what
do
they
you
can't
do this
control.
On Sundays?
What's that?
You should do this on Sundays.
No, I just like, I don't know why this point came to me.
No, it's
like,
great. It's a great really point. You can preach, brother. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Great. No.
You know, and Seth, and going off exactly what you're talking about, the more that they're getting people to do bad deeds and bad things and like whatever, eat bugs and all this crap that they want us to do, you know, it's like then we become more
now
muddied.
Lindsay's making you the big man for longer.
Oh, okay. There you go. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so the more that they're doing this, is like we become really super like muddy and dirty and all these things. And it's a lot harder to see the truth at that point. So I think that, you know, you made a really incredible point and why, like, really one of the only weapons that they really have against that is to try to bring people down. You know, I mean, like, what does Satan want? He wants to drag as many people he can down to hell. And that's what he's trying to do. So I think that, you know, everything that's going on right now, it's exactly what you're saying. And they can't stop people. Once people start awakening or starting to see the truth, it's like you can't really stop it from happening at that point. You know, and so I think this is why that, I mean, I honestly think, you know, Rob and I talk about this a lot related to the CCP and, you know, great. I also think, like, you know, Biden choosing that red color is just appropriate for communism as well. And it's the color of communism is basically red and black.
Well, Dave Portnoy, that was hilarious. He said that it looked like the Soviet Union and Hitler had a baby.
Yeah, that was the best tweet ever. And it went viral. Man. And because of his tweet,
like that guy.
Yeah. And then pedo Hitler was trending as number one for most of the night and most of the morning. There, last I checked, there was like 200,000 tweets.
Guys, take a step back Hitler. For a minute and think how funny that is. Like, that is hilarious. Pedo Hitler was trending on Twitter.
Wait,
that's
first
a,
that's satanic
a trend, right?
Pedo Hitler and then V for Vendetta.
No, look, 116 tweets. Like, it blows the other two out of the water.
And that was just like before they started like censoring it. When I saw it, it was even at 200,000 by like midday. And I was still shocked that it was there trending for
Dude,
a few hours.
That is hysterical.
Yeah.
You know, the really funny thing with all this is that they're trying so hard to make him look like this, like, fearful leader. They're trying so hard. It's like the guy poops his pants. It's like, this guy is not like, this guy's
well,
a
that
like he's
he
not like
ride a bike.
Like, think about like
stairs.
Linen or
he can't even drive
Mao.
A car.
Yeah,
he was like, you drive off the car and the other guy's driving it.
Oh, I know. It's just like, think about all the people that have actually risen to become these like totalitarian dictators. Like, they had charisma.
Yeah.
They were smart. They were well-spoken. And then you've got Biden. The dude can't even, like, you know, he shakes hands with the air. Like, give that guy some pudding and put him in an old person's home, because
you can't even make it.
Oh, dude. That's what we need to sell. Merchandise. Biden. We need to sell pudding for Biden.
I mean, pudding. Honestly, like, I kind of feel bad for the pudding. Dude. I know it's kind of an odd thing, but it's like, just let the guy retire. Just like go shuffle him away somewhere and let him just like spend his days.
Well,
let him spend his days playing checkers like in a cell somewhere. You know what I mean? Well, until he just, you know, chokes on his pudding.
He can't even play chess. We had to give him checkers. Connect four. Let's have
finger painting. Finger painting.
Well,
finger painting and connect four.
Well, and that
is that painters. Your diaper dirty again.
Probably.
Did you crap your bed again today, honey? Come out and play Connect Four with us.
Well, I think this is also, you know, because my thing is who put this up? You know, I mean, Biden, this wasn't his idea. Someone's like, okay, here's the script you're going to read. Here's the setting you're going to do it on. Get on the podium and just, you know, be strong, you know. But it's interesting because I think this can favor in either way. If it's too extreme, then they have an excuse to pull Biden out. Okay, he's too much, you know, we'll replace him with somebody else. Hopefully not Kamala Harris, you know. But it's like I can kind of see this happening where it's like, okay, we're testing the waters.
Kamala Harris, Kamala Harris,
Kamala Harris, Kamala.
Oh, she's got more of a caramel
koala
skin.
That was the most racist comment Ben's ever had. He called her Kamala Harris.
Kamala. But here's the thing. It's almost as if they wrote the entire script for Biden's character, thinking they were going to get some really charismatic person in office, like Gavin Newsom. So it was supposed to be Gavin Newsom that was like dressing up like and giving this speech, but instead it's just this old man Biden. You know, this guy that like didn't even leave his basement and somehow won the presidency.
He's giving a presidential speech. He's got toilet paper hanging out of his pants. You know,
oh man, the times that we live in right now. Yeah,
it's really funny though. Like if you kind of like, okay, so Twitter is a double-edged sword.
It is.
You know, you go on there sometimes and you're reading comments and you're like, the world needs to be blown up. But then sometimes you're reading the comments and you're like, this is so funny. It's like the most entertaining show you could be watching, and it's all right out there, like it's playing out in front of our eyes. It's ridiculous. It's the biggest clown show ever.
Biggest clown show.
It really is. It really is.
I don't even like, yeah. I'll be honest. The first thing I saw, like, cause I didn't even know about Biden's speech. Like, I guess he gave it when we had our live show yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
It was.
Last night. So afterwards, I didn't really notice anything. And I'm kind of going to bed and I'm hearing something about Biden's speech. And I'm like, Biden's speech, he spoke yesterday. And then when I woke up this morning, the first thing I saw is that image. And I thought it was just, I was like, dude, this has to be Photoshopped.
But they robbed like, Photoshop this.
I was like, you guys are like sharing this photo that's been Photoshopped. And they're like, I see it everywhere. And then like, I go on one of the media and I see that, you know, the media had that photo and I was like, oh my God, this is a real photo. Like this. And then like what turns out to be Photoshopped was what's on CNN. So it's like, you know, it's just nuts. Oh my gosh. I just couldn't even believe it. And then, we got to show Lindsay though. You got to show this Biden as Hitler. This is pretty funny. It's a really short clip.
Sorry, someone's having an echo. I'm not sure what it is.
I don't know. I have my headphones on. I'm not sure.
It reminds me of.
Oh my God! They took the tweet down. Oh wait, can you view it? Oh okay, you can.
Looks like Hitler's grandpappy.
Wait, why are you turning? Yeah, you turned it down. It's actually Hitler's voice. Okay, you can turn it off. Sorry. Just too funny. I'm sorry. You know, maybe it's not appropriate to laugh, but hey, he's the one standing up there trying to be Hitler, it looks like. So I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. But
it reminds me of Tom McDonald's Clown World, one of my favorite songs of his. Have you guys seen that song or heard that song?
I'm a straight white male type guy, but Clown World's good. Hey, what happened to Ben? Oh, there he is.
I made myself
so
disappear.
Guys, we're gonna be now getting into our dig deep segment of the show. So for those of you that are watching us on Rumble, this is this Dig Deep section coming up right now. This is the fun part of the show. We've had a lot of fun tonight, but this is where we really get into like, not just like deep intellectual spiritual topics, but also just weird and fun, quirky discussions about things. And so we really hope that you can come join us over on Rise TV. It's just $9.99 a month, $10 a month. And you're really going to love it because it's going to make you happy and you're going to have a family of people over on Rise TV. So I highly encourage you to come join us. And it's also, you're helping to support what we do, which we really, really appreciate. So,
and if you subscribe today, we're going to create something just for Seth called Edge of Hallelujah that he's going to be now producing every Sunday with his
Edge of Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's great. Actually, Raybert gave me that in the chat. Thank you, Raybert. Edge of Hallelujah all the way. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
And then we're supposed
Dig Deep trailer,
right?
You didn't say you were ready. So actually, this trailer I'm about to play, I thought I would pick because you talked about the beginnings of propaganda. And in our Big Oil Industrial Complex series, episodes 3 and 4, you get into that very thing. So this trailer is actually for episodes 1 and 2. But if you're interested in 3 and 4, those are up right now on Rise TV.
The planet is dying. Reduce, reuse, recycle. We're made to feel guilty for causing climate change. But what if this is a bigger agenda being financed by Big Oil itself? In Edge of Wonder's explosive series, The Big Oil Industrial Complex, we ask, is it all a big scam?
When it comes to oil, it does so much more than just provide our gas. Yet, people know very little about how much oil goes into creating one of the biggest potential health threats on the planet right now. Plastic.
Bike to work. Watch your carbon footprint. Don't use plastic straws. Are the companies pointing fingers really the ones responsible for the destruction?
Why are there plastics in our blood? And if everyone cares so much, then why is there not more pressure on these massive companies to make changes? Who's really behind it all, and why are they doing this?
Is the focus on profits, making these industries turn a blind eye to what they are really doing to our bodies?
Nowadays, plastic is in everything, including all bubblegum.
Get ready for an expose that will turn the oil industry on its head.
You won't believe what we found.
So